Hello, my name is Michael, and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. How do, dear friends, and welcome to episode 3 of Forever Sound Version, in which, if somehow you haven't already gathered, I'll be covering tracks from some Mighty Morphin Power Rangers licensed games from the mid-90s. I should say right away that the games these tracks come from aren't exactly classics, they're rather unremarkable in most respects, but the music, however, it's pretty good on the whole. There are some really great tracks, utter diamonds hiding in these soundtracks, and I've had a go at unearthing them. Before we get into the music, just a quick word about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the franchise that it was. We're talking about a 90s children's television series created by Haim Saban, an Israeli-American media magnate with a curiously prolific past as a campaigner and fundraiser for Zionist causes, amongst other things, though I'm not prepared to go too far into that business on this podcast. Much of the show's content was lifted from Japanese tokusatsu shows, in which warriors in colourful suits and giant robot-type things would fight a bunch of different monsters. This footage was adapted to fit into a Western show about a group of teenagers who are tasked with saving the Earth from evil forces using special powers. So as kids, how could we resist, really? Power Rangers was hugely popular, spawning a movie and several spin-offs, so most people my age have some degree of nostalgic feeling towards it. It was the sort of thing that we'd act out at playtimes in primary school, where there would always be a fight over who got to play as the Red Ranger. I was talking about this with my wife the other day, and she said that she used to play Power Rangers at school too. So when I asked her which character she preferred to play as, she said, Zordon, the giant glowing blue head that dished out commands to the Rangers from their command center. Zordon, my dear wife. With Power Rangers being a program aimed squarely at kids, it often seemed to assume the form of an extended advertisement for toys manufactured by Bandai, who were responsible for licensing several video games, five of which I'll be addressing on this podcast. So, let's hear something from one of these games. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on the SNES, developed by Natsume, released 1994. I remember this game being on display in a games shop back in the day. It's quite eye-catching, very colourful with some chunky sprites, and it plays a bit like Taito's The Ninja Warriors, or Daddy Mulk as it was known in Japan, which is a game I plan on covering on this podcast in the future. It presents quite a stern challenge beyond the first level, as to have any hope of advancing, you have to think defensively as much as offensively. It's all pleasingly arcadey, really not a bad title at all. The soundtrack was composed by Iku Mizutani and Kinuyo Yamashita, the latter being known as the composer on the original Castlevania game for the Famicom, Disk System and NES, so you know that they didn't just get any old chumps to handle the music on this thing. We're about to hear the tracks City, Depot and Cave. We'll be right back. That was City, Depot and Cave from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on the SNES. I might be going out on a limb here, but I'd like to suggest that the soundtrack from this game comprises a great, long-lost new wave of British heavy metal album. Whilst a lot of VGM from the 16-bit era features synthesized or sampled distorted guitars, there really is something of a distinct Iron Maiden or Saxon feel to these tracks. The choices of sounds is really good here, and they're mixed perfectly. It's professionally executed without coming off as sterile, possibly due to the idea of a game aimed squarely at kids having such a metal soundtrack being utterly hilarious. That's not to say that it jars with the Power Rangers brand though. In fact, you can hear a subtle quotation of the "Go Go Power Rangers" motif in the track Cave. All in all, great stuff coming out of the SNES's SSMP sound hardware. We'll be returning to the SNES a little bit later on. For now though, let's move on to the Sega Mega Drive game of the same title, released in 1994, developed by Banpresto and published by Sega. This one is sort of the anomaly of the games featured in this episode, as it's actually a one-on-one fighting game, rather than a scrolling, run-and-gun kind of affair. You have to pick off Rita Repulsa's cronies, as well as enlarged versions of these cronies, as you initiate the fighting capabilities of your Zords. The controls are clunky, and it doesn't really hold a candle to the likes of Street Fighter 2. But then again, what does? It's a daft bit of fun, and occasionally quite brutal in its way. We're about to hear Minotaur Stage and Goldar Stage, composed by Hiroshi Ebihara and Kenosuke Suemura. We'll be right back. Minotaur Stage and Goldar Stage from the Sega Mega Drive game Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Once again, a heavy metal-esque sound is the order of the day. It's gonna be a recurring theme throughout the remainder of this show. With these tracks, I don't think the overall sound is quite as convincing as the SNES games because of the slightly thin FM voices. With Mega Drive music, you can live or die by the quality of the sounds that you dial in. That said, these pieces still rip, thanks to the drums, which are some of the punchiest and most deftly handled I've heard on the Mega Drive. Next up, I'm going to look at the Nintendo Game Boy Mighty Morphin Power Rangers game, released in 1994, developed by Tom Create. Out of the games featured on this show, this is probably the one I played the most when I was younger. It's fairly quick, though the hard mode demands real skill in terms of evading traps and timing your attacks. Once again, we'll be hearing from Kinuyo Yamashita, who had a hand in the SNES tracks that we heard earlier. Here's level 1, level 2, and level 5. had some Game Boy tunes from levels 1, 2 and 5 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I'm a big fan of these. They're almost occupying the same territory as classic Mega Man music with the big dramatic melodies and busy bass lines. The bass on level 2 is especially wild, playing in some brisk walking patterns, and as with the very best Game Boy music, these tracks sound remarkably full despite the hardware only comprising 4 channels. So, very nice. Back to the SNES now, and let's get into Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, released in 1995, developed by Natsume. This is another scrolling brawler, although this time you have to collect power-ups to unlock abilities such as morphing and using special weapons. It's not a million miles away from the previous Power Rangers SNES game in terms of gameplay, except that you can use the shoulder buttons to swap between a higher and a lower level. On the whole, it suffers from being just a bit too slow, as your moveset is very limited, so I prefer the Mega Drive version of this title, which we'll hear from later. Music-wise, you're getting yet more metal action, courtesy of Hiroyuki Iwatsuki and Haruo Ohashi. We're going to hear Shopping Center, Frozen Mountains, and Boss Battle. We'll be right back. that was Shopping Center, Frozen Mountains, and Boss Battle from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the Movie on the SNES. And I have to say that I think Iwatsuki and Ohashi knocked it out of the park with this one. The music is easily the best thing about this game, offering tons to get excited about. Pick scrapes, galloping bass lines, harmonizing leads, drums lifted straight out of the thrash textbook. It has the lot. To close this episode, we're going to play a couple of tracks from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the Movie game on the Sega Mega Drive. It's a scrolling brawler, and not a bad one at that, if a little formulaic. In the same ballpark as Streets of Rage and Final Fight, stylistically. To make for a somewhat cinematic feel, the game features cutscenes between stages, though the game's plot doesn't follow that of the film particularly closely. That might be for the best, because the film was a bit dumb. I saw it when it came out, I must have been about 8 years old, and I remember thinking that it was a bit corny even then. This game allows you to perform more moves than in the SNES version, and it doesn't mess around with anything like a power-up system. It's just good fun to blast through. The music was handled by Hikoshi Hashimoto, who contributed Mega Drive adaptations of the music from the Power Rangers series, as well as some original pieces for the game. The prevailing sound is quite dissonant and abrasive, ostensibly to reflect the intensity of battle and the grave situation planet Earth has found itself in, as the movie's antagonist Ivan Ooze hatches his evil plans. The FM is handled very well, sounding hard without being too grating, and there are some crafty rhythmic flourishes to be found in some of the riffs. We're not exactly going out on a triumphant note here, more a foreboding one, so why not have a go at a couple of these games yourself, to restore some peace to the planet. Thanks a lot for checking out the show, I really hope you've enjoyed all the Power Rangers heavy metal stuff, and I'll catch you in a couple of weeks for episode 4. I've got big plans for that one. Until then, you can get in touch if you like on foreversoundversion@gmail.com. You can play this show back on Mixcloud at mixcloud.com/foreversoundversion. You can like this show on Facebook at facebook.com/foreversoundversion. And you can follow me on Twitter at FSVpodcast. If you're an iTunes user, it's possible to subscribe to Forever Sound Version, and you can leave a review or a rating as well. I'd be very interested to hear what you make of the show, so please don't be shy. Before I go, I just want to give a shout out to the top lads, Joe and John from the Pre-Alpha podcast, a great talk show that goes out fairly regularly discussing what's new in the world of video games. If you've heard episode 2 of this podcast, which is an episode on Street Fighter 2, you'll recognise John's voice, as he was kind enough to serve as my co-host for it. We're both really happy with how it came out, so if you haven't heard it yet, you know what to do. Playing us out then, we have two imaginatively named tracks, Fight and Combat, from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the Movie on the Sega Mega Drive. Thanks again, all the best for now.